AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three men have been arrested, accused of plotting to travel from the United States to Syria to join the Islamic State group. The AP's Warren Levinson has the story.
Federal officials say one man was arrested at JFK Airport before he could board a flight for Istanbul. A second man with plans to go to Turkey next month was arrested in Brooklyn. The third was detained in Florida, accused of helping to fund the plans of the other two. Prosecutors say they first became aware of one of the suspects in August when he started posting on an Uzbek language website that spreads the ideology of the Islamic State group. They say the plan appears to have been to go from Turkey to Syria, and if they couldn't join the group there, to come back to the United States and launch attacks here. Warren Levinson, New York.
Democrats in the Senate are going along with a funding proposal for the Department of Homeland Security. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
Senate Democrats say they'll support Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid said Senate approval could come in the next 24 hours. That's a little more than a day before a partial shutdown of the agency. Senate passage would send the measure to the House, where there was lukewarm support for the decision to split the funding from language that would block the president's executive action on immigration.
Without any action, funding runs out Friday for the department. Winter weather is moving through the South. In Atlanta, people are being urged to get off the roads before the snow arrives. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says his state could get freezing rain. They could get up to 8 inches of snow.
We're anticipating a very, very tough storm starting tonight throughout North Carolina, from Asheville all the way to parts of the coast.
Winter weather is expected from Texas to Delaware. Three Al Jazeera journalists have been arrested for illegally flying a drone in Paris after unidentified drones were seen near the Eiffel Tower and the city. This is AP Radio News. Filmmaker Roman Polanski appeared in court in Poland on a request to extradite him to the United States. He pleaded guilty in 1977 to having sex with a minor. The AP's Mika Szyszkowska reports people in Poland think Polanski has already paid for his crime.
He spent his childhood, his teenage years, and his early manhood in Poland. The wartime years he spent in the ghetto in Kraków, where his mother was killed.
Roman Polanski is now 81. Police in Britain say the investigation of pop star Cliff Richard has increased significantly.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
The 74-year-old's house was searched after an allegation of a sexual nature. Cliff Richard has not been arrested or charged. He calls the allegations absurd and untrue. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.